Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our very small planet. And as usual, we get the expertise of Christopher Phillips for our report. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's going on this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, stargazers, look out for the pairing of Venus and Saturn in the evening sky. They both set pretty early at 8 o'clock. Now, the moon this week will be getting slightly brighter in our evening sky, but we will still be treated to beautiful dark skies perfect for stargazing.
A space journey from the 70s in the news again.
Yes, we are revisiting the Viking landers, the first spacecraft to land on the surface of Mars. And they accomplished this back in 1976. They introduced us to Mars in incredible detail. They took fantastic images of the red planet, and they also conducted an experiment to look for life in Martian soil. Now, initially, this experiment produced a positive result, and it stunned scientists. But repeated experiments were mysteriously negative. And now scientists are calling for a revisitation of the Viking lander experiment, as they believe they may have in fact discovered signs of life on the Martian surface.
And so refresh us, Christopher.
So the Viking landers were equipped with robotic arms that were able to dig into the Martian soil and then scoop that soil into a mobile laboratory located on the probe. Now, during this experiment, the Martian soil tested positive for a metabolism, a sign that on Earth would almost certainly suggest the presence of life. However, a related experiment found no trace of organic material. But in the 40 years since we conducted the experiments, we've learned a great deal more about the red planet, including signs of water under the Martian soil.
And so it's the discovery of the water that's prompting people to go back and revisit this experiment from 76.
It is indeed. In 1976, we thought Mars was barren and essentially dead, with no real interesting chemistry in the soil, let alone the presence of liquid water. But now, observations from spacecraft and measurements by ground-based landers have shown that Mars is in fact very much alive, geologically speaking.
I know one spacecraft that's not contributing a whole lot to that.
Unfortunately, the Schiaparelli probe, due to teach us even more about Mars, was lost last week.
Well, that'll be one for people who are eventually venturing to Mars, kind of like coming across a shipwreck or something.
It will indeed.
Christopher Phillips, thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week.